Parts of Tennessee are still cleaning up after tornadoes struck last week, leaving at least 24 dead and scores of homes and businesses destroyed. North Nashville was one of the hardest hit neighborhoods, and residents of the predominantly black neighborhood say they want to make sure that as it is rebuilt, the culture of their community survives. Damon Mitchell of member station WPLN reports.
24-year-old Cornelius Williams is walking down a congested road carrying a large grocery bag.
I'm about to go fire up the grill. Yeah.
He's hoping to make the best of the situation after Nashville's shocking tornado.
I mean, in my lifetime, I ain't never seen it like this in Nashville. Like, we get tornadoes, but they usually never hit, like, the middle city, you know what I mean?
Williams grew up in the area, and he's still trying to figure out a way to process the damage to his neighborhood.
I think it might bring people together some, though. Because, you know, disasters and everybody just kind of helping out and wanting things to be back kind of to the norm.
Immediately after the storm, there is a sense of panic. Dozens of residents filled the streets. By the next day, they were joined by hundreds of volunteers. Some cut trees and cleared debris from collapsed homes. Others watch from the comfort of their porches.
It's like you see it on TV, but then it hits you.
Faith Mitchell is a lifelong Nashvilleian. She grew up on the west side of town and moved to North Nashville 6 years ago. She's disabled, but used to be a child care provider. The grandmother of 12 is distraught after tree branches punctured holes in her back bedroom. And she's been thinking about the moment she saw her half-clothed neighbors coming out of their homes after the tornado passed. On Friday, President Trump toured some of the devastated communities in Middle Tennessee, but didn't get to North Nashville. Nashville Mayor John Cooper did tour the neighborhood, but Mitchell says residents here still need more help.
Where is the people that we voted in? Where are y'all? That's the only thing I'm asking.
Mitchell's concern is echoed by her neighbors. They say the community is usually only talked about when there is a shooting or homicide. And there's another concern. Residents like Anton Nesbitt say the disaster could change the landscape of the neighborhood.
This is an opportunity for poor people to get pushed out. After they help clean the yards and cut the trees, then they're going to buy them out.
Nesbitt is a musician. He lives on a busy road with his wife and two children.
I think in the next 10 years, maybe five, it's going to look totally different.
His theory isn't far-fetched. There's a history of gentrification in Nashville after disasters. In the late 1990s, a tornado ripped through East Nashville. That sparked the wave of gentrification that brought nice restaurants and shops to the area, while also rising housing costs. Then the area's black population started to fall.
If you look throughout history, New Orleans and all the major natural disasters, it's been an opportunity for new development.
Just hours after the tornado, residents say the streets were filled with unfamiliar faces, snapping photos of the wreckage from SUVs and pickup trucks. Some residents fear there were developers here to target elderly neighbors and cash-strapped homeowners who didn't have storm insurance.
Then you got some was just walking and looking and taking pictures, and you don't know what they might be going to do.
In the midst of recovery, protecting what's left of North Nashville has become a top priority for its residents. Many say the future here is uncertain, but they're determined to preserve the culture of their community. For Here and Now, I'm Damon Mitchell in Nashville.